Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Hebrews chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. The Reverend Quentin Cundiff is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our scripture reading today is from the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 11th verse. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today begins with an important word, therefore. This is always a clear indication that some additional investigation is needed with a passage. Therefore, let us consider some of the previous context, which by God, thankfully, God explains that to us in the psalm that we had today as well. In the preceding verses, the writer to the Hebrews reminds his readers of those Israelites who were brought out of Egypt. God brought them out of Egypt, rescuing them from the hand of Pharaoh, and brought them to the very edge of the promised land. But they did not believe God's promise that the land was for them. They doubted God's power to deliver to them the promised land. And so that generation did not enter into God's rest. They were driven back out into the wilderness for 40 years until their children could come again and actually take the land that had been promised. This example is placed before the Christian congregation that received the book of Hebrews as a warning. Just as the Israelites from Egypt had received an incredible gift of God's saving work, how much more have we received God's saving work through the cross of Jesus Christ? And yet, those initial recipients of the salvation from Egypt would bring their salvation to ruin due to their lack of trust in God's word of promise. Therefore, let us, as those redeemed by Jesus Christ, strive to enter into the rest that God gives to his people. And the way that we do this is by holding fast to the word of God and trusting in his promises. And it is here that we find this powerful image of the word. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Now, there are those who would immediately try to take the edge off this sword. They move towards spiritualizing everything here to make it easier to handle and prevent this sword from cutting. But let us consider the image as it is in the text for a moment. Most blades are famously not alive. Unless they are wielded, they can do nothing. And when a blade is wielded, when a sword is swung, it must fulfill the will of the one who is wielding it. A sword does not have an anima that would prevent it from doing something that it didn't want to do. But not this blade. The word of God, we are told, is living. It is active and can do what it wants, even resulting in something that was not necessarily the intention of the one wielding it, especially if the one wielding it is not doing so in righteousness. And this sword is one that cuts, and it cuts deeply. Not just separating flesh from flesh, or even flesh from bone, but even cutting on the spiritual and mental levels. This all becomes the more clear when we remember that the Lord Jesus Christ is depicted by the Apostle John as having a sharp two-edged sword coming out of his mouth. This sword comes from his mouth because the word that we have recorded for us comes from him, as he is the word made flesh. Jesus Christ is the one who cuts through everything. He cuts through our lies, our deceptions, and even those lies that we might tell ourselves. How many times did our Lord know what was in the hearts of his enemies? He knew what the people he was talking with thought. How much more does he know the absolute truth about you, about what is in your heart? You see, in truth, there is nothing that we can hide from him. That is what this text is telling us. That Jesus cuts through it all. Even when we try to convince ourselves that our sins are not really sins, or that they're somehow acceptable because, well, the intentions of our hearts were good, the Lord knows the truth. We think that if we had good intentions, it absolves us from the utter destruction that we can create in our wake. But Jesus sees through it all. He sees our sins for what they are, sins. This is why the text continues by telling us, no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Have you ever considered that? That the day will come when you stand before your Lord and everything will be utterly exposed to his eyes. Adam and Eve were filled with terror that they stood naked and exposed before the Lord. And rightly so. For God, in his pure righteousness, has every right to destroy that which is corrupt, and he can find any speck of corruption. It cannot be hidden or obscured, no matter what we may try to do or say. Indeed, woe to him who is struck with the living blade of God's word, for it flays us down to the deepest level of our being. So what are we to do? Should we flee from the battlefield? Should we flee from this sword? Should we flee from Christ? Run from him in fear? Become angry that we are scared? Indeed, there are many in our world who do exactly that. They have experienced the piercing nature of God's word and, like wounded animals, lash out against it. There are others who would try to blunt the edge of the blade through sophistry. They would tell us, no, don't worry. This sword is incapable of cutting. This blade is so full of love that it would never even nick your finger, no matter how much you may push against it. But dear friends, that should not be our response. No. We would do well to heed the warning of the writer to the Hebrews and be ever faithful, clinging to our confession, clinging to our Lord Jesus Christ. We do not flee from Christ, but we run to him. We throw ourselves at his feet and we beg for his mercy. And he gives it. Because he is our great high priest. He is the one who stands between us and the Father. Jesus is the blade that was broken by the Father, not simply to protect us, but to redeem us. To redeem you. He went to the cross and was executed. Hung, naked, and exposed before a world that rightly and ultimately is naked and exposed before him. So, what is his response when we come before him? He receives us. He receives us because he is one of us. By virtue of his incarnation, his human nature, he understands our weaknesses. He recognizes the intentions of our hearts and how often we deceive ourselves with them. He sees how we are tempted by all kinds of sins. This does not excuse them. It doesn't make our sins any less sins. Rather, our Lord in his mercy does not strike out at us with the wrath that is rightly in his power to distribute. He does not cut us any deeper by his words than is necessary. And it is necessary to expose the sins that they may be pulled out and that he would bind us up. He strengthens us through the promise and the reality of the forgiveness of our sins. He does not excuse our sins. He doesn't cover over them. He cuts them out and removes them from us as far as the east is from the west. He tells us that we are righteous not only in his sight, but in the sight of the Father. He assures us of the eternal life that is given to all who trust in him. Through Christ, we do not stand naked and exposed before the Father, but we come into his presence wrapped in the righteousness of Christ. It is only on account of this righteousness of Christ that we are able to approach the throne of grace with any sort of confidence. And we do so. We do so gladly, willingly, and often. Because our Father delights to see us and is pleased to give us his blessings of mercy and grace in our times of need. So, let us come into his rest and receive his blessings and fully stand in the awe of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has redeemed us, who gives us life, and who clothes us in his righteousness. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.